Yeah, good morning all. When it comes to the halachos of benching after the meal, so there's something that we all know well, and that's called a zimun, that if you have three men that are eating together, specifically they're eating bread together, they have an obligation to create a zimun. That's when you say, or have a sign of a reich, and the whole, everyone responds. And when the zimun is made, so we know that there is this requirement of a minimum of three. However, the question is, let's say you have two people who eat bread and some other guy who just came along and ate a couple of cookies or something like that. So can you allow him to combine with the three, with a total of three, to have the zimun? So the answer is yes. What does the person, that third person, have to eat minimally? So basically anything other than water. So if they have a cup of coffee or something like that with the group, so you can combine all three of them to make a zimun. Of course, we know then if there is a group of 10 men together, then you have a more advanced zimun. You say Hashem's name when you make the zimun. How many of those 10 men need to have eaten bread? So this is not entirely clear, but usually the ideal is that a minimum of 7 of the men eat bread. That's why sometimes Shal Shittis here and many shuls gets a little complicated, because you have to make sure that at least 7 people eat bread in order for you to be able to make the advanced Zimun prayer. Now, finally, when it comes to Zimun, there is this question of whether or not women are obligated in it. So the answer is that women are absolutely not obligated in it. However, there is something called a Rashus, that women have the allowance, if they would like to make a Zimun among themselves, to do it. And so therefore, if there are three men and three women, so then of course the three men sort of come above that because they have a blatant obligation to do it, and everyone's just sort of listen and respond to them. But if there are three women who are by themselves eating together, then theoretically they have the absolute allowance, if they would like to go ahead and make a zimun. Some people like to call it a mizumenet. I think grammatically it's incorrect to use that term, but whatever it is, as long as it's all in the striving for serving Hashem, then it's all beautiful, and people should continue to try to strive to serve Hashem as much as possible. With that, we conclude with the Rabbi Skadish, Rabbi Hanani, and Akash.